Welcome to another Homes on Homes podcast. I think you're going to love this one. It's something I've been thinking about doing for a while, and it's all about fake news. We have my daughter, Sherry, who's been on the show since we did Homes in New Orleans. Yeah. And that's how many years ago?
I'm not even going to say how many years ago it was. It's aging me. It was, you know, long enough. We don't need to point out number of years. That's silly.
She's been with me for a while.
Not that long, though.
We are live at Improve Canada. And if you ever are here and you know that I'm actually doing a podcast, drop by and say hello.
Also, this is the first time I've been on your podcast.
This is the first
time. How dare you only invite me one time?
Well, this is fun. Would you like to do more?
Yeah, I'm great at talking.
Okay.
I talk too much.
So send me a text. I'll know it's you and not fake.
Yeah. We'll verify my identification.
Well, I even got the call when I got here today about your sister sending an email in asking for a password. Everyone was starting to panic.
What?
They weren't sure if it was Amanda, whether or not it was fake or not. And all of a sudden it came up on our system that something's been hacked. We shut it down. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
this happened
geez. Just
as I pulled into this place.
So it wasn't Amanda.
We don't know. We're going to confirm it. I sent Wanda's
her phone number. She literally just called me and I hung up on her.
Oh.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it's Amanda.
Oh, geez.
So lately, I've been tired of receiving phone calls from fake duck companies, from fake ads. One of them telling me I have to call the police or get back to them right away because I have a parcel at the airport that they've opened up and there's drugs inside it and I'm going to be arrested.
That's pretty specific. I mean, I've gotten a lot of those phone calls. I've gotten I get a lot of emails now, like, your package couldn't show up. You have to go call this number and do this. You need to send this much money because something you've ordered online right before Christmas. And of course I was ordering online. So obviously I almost believed it.
I even recently got one where they text me from my bank. My bank texts me and said, if your card starts with these numbers, it's been blocked. Contact us right away. They give us a contact at the bottom of my text. I don't know how they did this. So instead of actually opening it up and sending back saying, hey, what is this? I went to my bank. I showed them my phone.
Good for you.
And I said, is this real? And they said, if we were to text you, we would tell you the last four numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard
the first four numbers, because the first four numbers everyone has.
Yeah.
They said to me, please tell me you didn't answer them. I did not. This is easy to deal with as far as I'm concerned. I've seen so many. I will actually delete it. I will block the number so they cannot contact me again. However, there has been something happening for years now, and I'm sure you've seen it. Everyone's seen it. I'm going to jail for 25 years.
I
believe in the CBD oil and sex pills. It got to the point, I'm telling you.
You can just say ED.
I spent thousands in legal fees going after a company we could not find. And how do you stop it? Everyone is sending me, hey, is this you? I've had people stop me in the street. Do you really believe in the CBD oils? Because I bought it because you.
Your face was representing it, so I purchased this item.
And if you believe in it, I bought it.
Yeah.
Do you know they just found out who this company was from right across Canada? They grabbed all kinds of celebrities. They kept using me. Mm-hmm. They really kept using me. I think because people believe what I say. It was never me.
But that's the problem. They're using trusted individuals. So you're trusted with people's homes. Marilyn Dennis, who gives all kinds of information and news in the morning. Everyone's trusting and believing things that she is saying. I think it was Brian was involved with it as
Brian
well.
Brian Baumler.
Just everyone they could really kind of grab.
Ron McClain.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But it's crazy. Yeah. I had so many DMs. People were like, oh, what's your dad gotten into now? I can't believe this. And I was like, this is not true. And people, like, friends of mine, people that are close to me, I'm like, do you actually believe that?
Here's the irony of it is that I actually do believe in the CBD oil can help in certain things that people may have, but I've never ever allowed them to use my face or told everyone about this. Let me tell you, the name of the company that did all this for years, That Ads Incorporated, $1.3 billion in U.S. consumer losses since 2006. That's just United States, never mind Canada. $1.3 billion. They put out $50 million in ads on Facebook.
Like, I don't even know what to say about that. $50 million just in ads.
How did
to trick people?
How did Facebook allow this to happen?
They tricked Facebook.
They tricked Facebook. They actually paid people to use their, I guess, domain on Facebook.
Their username.
For a month. We'll give you money. We're going to use it. And that's how they were able to keep doing this for years, day in, day out. Look it. I remember the pill one, and the pill one was an
erectile dysfunction. Yeah.
Yes, and this will help you and get enlargement. And it was all about me, and I supposedly claim that Viagra's got nothing on this, Cialis has got nothing on this. I got an email from Viagra that said cease and desist in my company, and we laughed, and we sent it back going, look, this isn't us, and I'm sure you can check into it. They didn't bother us again, but we received an email to cease and desist.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's hilarious. This is kind of like a weird, uncomfortable one to discuss with you, but that's going to, hit home for some people, and... Again, they're gonna trust you, and that's kind of being, I think that's being rude to you. Are they aging you a little bit?
Maybe, I don't worry about those things, but when you see $1.3 billion in losses, and that means from people that are actually scammed by it and putting money out.
Yeah, but that's really sad too. Maybe I'm ignorant, but I didn't think, I believe in the best in people. I trust a lot of people. So when you see all that stuff, I'm like, who's going to try to scam people like this? It's not real. People won't do that.
I thought people would go to my website, makeitright.ca, and say, Mike, is this really you? Do you believe in this? And we would answer you. But no, people really, they don't check. They just jump in on it. $1.3 billion. They were able to put out $50 million to Facebook in advertisement. $50
million. But imagine that's how much they stole
advertisement
from people. That's nuts.
That's an awful lot of money. Now this man, what's his name? Do you have his name? He's 27 years old. His name is?
He was 27 years old. Asher Burke.
And he just died recently.
Yes.
And I think
he's
that's
no
how
longer
the, I think
here.
That's how he got caught. Because the people in his company, when he first started, hired 20 people and obviously made millions and millions of dollars.
Just scamming people.
Scamming you, people, using my name, Ron McLean's name, Brian Baumler's name, Marilyn Dennis. And how did he do it?
So on Facebook, you can put out these ads and it's like, Mike Holmes is being arrested. He's going to jail for 25 years. Click here. So they do it on Instagram and all kinds of other social media sites. You click this little clickbait thing to go and read about what's happening to other celebrities or whatever news is going on. And then you subscribe. You put in your information for the subscription. It's a monthly subscription and you cannot get out of it. So it just keeps going and going and going.
Once you pay for a monthly subscription, it's almost impossible to stop them from collecting money from your credit card. A young guy.
27 years old.
That comes up with a genius idea of using
genius,
celebrities.
It's smart. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Illegal. It's fraudulent. And he doesn't go to jail. He died in a helicopter crash, I believe, recently.
We just heard about this.
So this has been how many years now this has happened to me? I think it's been, oh my goodness, 5 years?
At least five years. I don't know.
And I was consistently going after them with my lawyers to try and shut them down. What they would do is change, shut it all down, and then open up again. As a matter of fact...
Kind of like bad builders.
Here's writing here. Holmes representatives went so far as to send a cease and desist letter to try to stop misleading ads from using his image to sell ED pills.
It's a polite way of saying it.
Ran a massive scam for years that involved placing false celebrity ads on Facebook to convince people to pay for a free trial. Let's see, what else is here?
So this is a quote from one of their actual employees. He said, "We call it jailbait," the Ads Inc. employee said. "Jailbait makes more money than anything. Just throw someone in jail."
Yeah, I'm depressed. I'm going to jail. My world's going upside down. I'm sorry to the world. all I'm doing is filming and helping families, and I keep reading these. Everyone's sending them to me. Got to the point where my brother sent me a text going,
really?
Ha, ha, laughs out loud, laugh out loud. I see you're going to jail for 25 years. I said, yeah, I need a vacation. Seriously?
But you know, it makes you think about everything I've read before, and it's just so easy to believe all these things, and I'm sure there's still so many people out there who believe that that stuff is real, you know? Any news I've read about celebrities, I'm like, oh, they're going to jail. I should click that and read all the information. It's interesting.
It isn't just these guys that got away with over $1 billion and taking money from the United States' wonderful people. It's also, how many times do I have lawyers go after Facebook? And I don't mean Facebook directly. It's people that are trying to say, I'm Mike Holmes. They open a Facebook account. They're trying to pick up women. Instagram, they're trying to pick up women. And I'm getting all kinds of people sending to me.
Like they're sliding in DMs pretending they're you?
Is really you? Yes. Naked pictures, etc. So
oh,
much
wow.
idea. There's a picture from my office.
It's not an, oh, okay, I was going to
okay,
say.
Okay, I'm sitting. This was a picture taken. I guess we used it for our own Facebook. Some guy opens another Facebook. This is over and over. This is countless for years now, nonstop. And I say to everyone out there, please, if you think it's me, go to makeitright.ca and ask if it's me. It's not me.
Also send the username and all that information so we can verify and
well,
shut it down.
Well, there's 80
hopefully.
People following Mike Holmes on Facebook. Really? No, there's a lot more people following me on the real Facebook. Women are getting attracted by this because this one guy in particular, I'm going to tell you a story. A woman goes across the street. I'm on my boat. My neighbor texts me and says, are you home? And I said, no, I'm not home. I'm at my boat. He goes, well, I'm not home neither, but there's a lady like out front of my house, really aggressive, and she puts a note against my door handle. And I went, uh-oh. Okay, that's not good. So he's watching her through the cameras.
Yeah.
She goes across the street. She was trying not to bother me. She's a real person. She goes across the street to my house. My Ring camera sends me a notification right away. I'm at the boat, so I look at it. All because my neighbor tells me about it. I look at it. I see her. She goes to the front door. So with my Ring camera, I can go immediately talk.
Did you talk to her?
Hi, can I help you? Now, I'm doing this from the camera from my garage.
Well, like, how did she get in? She went by your gate and everything and just snuck into your property?
She sent me a notification. I went on it. So right away, I'm going, hi, can I help you? And she turns and she hears the voice and she starts walking towards the garage. I said, can you come closer, please, so I can hear you?
Yeah.
So she comes closer and then she's standing there and she says, is this really you? I go, yes. She goes, are you home? And I said, no, I'm not home right now, but I am talking to you over my Ring camera. And she says, she's really nervous.
Did you say, what are you doing at my house?
She says, do you recognize me? And I said, no, why would I recognize you? And she goes, I'm sorry, I found your address, and I don't know how the hell she found my address. She lives in Hamilton, if I'm correct.
Okay.
And finds my house and gets to my house. She wants to see if this is the real Mike Holmes.
That's creepy already.
This one guy on Facebook, he gets 50 bucks at her. She thinks it's a scam. She sends him the 50 bucks. I couldn't believe, I said, why did you send him the 50 bucks? Emails went back and forth because I told her to contact someone in my company to verify what this guy was doing. We got his phone number. We got a second phone number. We called the police. We did everything we could to shut this guy down that got into a somewhat of an intimate relationship. He sent her videos of supposedly me, and he said, bad technology, I'm sorry, because it froze as he sent it. And he was, I love you, he's telling her.
What?
I'm not kidding. This went really over the deep end. It was really... She sensed it wasn't right. She wanted to check. She got to my house and I said, this is not me. That day when she left my house, I'm quite confident that she still wasn't sure, but as
she- Well, because it's weird. You're talking to someone over, she can't see your face, but still, that's insane.
That's why at the beginning she said, do you recognize me? And I'm like, I don't recognize you, because they were doing video chats together.
And he was faking you and saying tech was bad?
This was just not long ago. And this is not the first time. This has happened over and over and over again. Don't get scammed by the people that are trying to use my image to do something. You actually can get a hold of me by going to the real website, makeitright.ca. So lately, guess what's just come out?
Oh God, I don't know. I mean, this just started.
More scams.
What?
A Carl Wallace, we have a picture of Carl Wallace here. Carl Wallace, fake name, fake picture, fake everything. I'm sure he's someone, but he's not Carl Wallace. They are campaigning, campaign manager for HGTV, casting associate, producer at Property Brothers, studied at university in Memphis, lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. What they're doing is they're trying to do a casting call, pretending that they're working in my company, and do a casting call. We'll do your kitchen overnight. We need $50,000 up front. It's going to be a $150,000 job. They're doing it to the Property Brothers. They're doing it to Brian Baumler. I'd like, these people are all of a sudden using my image and trying to get to you as a casting call to get money out of you that I'm going to come save your life. And sure as hell, some people have answered and given them money.
Well, because we have, the thing is, it is believable because you put out casting calls sometimes online. Like when we were filming, our show starts with Holmes. Yeah, you put out casting calls. So people actually believe that. There is a chance you can win if you put in an application. But we have emails from some people and this says, can you please tell me if this is legit? Our application was accepted. They are asking for 50% down payment of $120,000 budget. I'm trying to do my due diligence to see if this is a scam or not. Or please find the attached completed application and photos, 43 of them. I have included photos of the property as well. We love the property so much. I have also included a few photos of our boys enjoying our property no matter what season. So these are people sending personal photos, photos of their family, their house, their belongings. What in the world? That's insanity.
Obviously, they're excited that they think they're in contact with my people.
Yeah, but you're conning someone to the point where they're sending you pictures of their children. That's horrendous.
Yes.
I'm not blaming this woman. So the email address from these guys is homescastings@outlook.com. So
that's
they're
fake.
Making themselves as legit as they can sound to
using
trick
my
people.
Name.
Yeah.
Well, here's another one. HGTV AIDS. Okay, HGTV AIDS at Naughty Hen. Could you provide us with the project's six-digit preference number to verify your approval? Authenticity.
Thank you.
My God, they can't even spell right. Your project with HGTV Property Brothers. So that's fake. And here's someone else that comes back. My application Forever Home was accepted.
They and Forever Home is out. A show, yeah.
Yes, but this is all fake. It's not for them, or is it for me? Like, you can only go to makeitright.ca to actually do any type of request from me to come and help you. There is nothing else out there. You can't do it on Facebook. You can't do it on Instagram. You can't do it anywhere.
But it does seem real. Like I said, with the email addresses, Forever, hashtag Forever Home, that is a Property Brothers show. It's a series. So they're using things that are very real to lure people in and steal.
If you think that's bad, we put out so much video. You, me, Michael.
Yeah.
Our show, our company. We put out so much video on all the big, Facebook, Instagram, all of them out there. Now there's this new deep fake.
Software.
And I'm a little bit nervous about this because this is something new. They can take my video images and now put their face in, and my face will go right over their face, and they can talk, they can pretend to be me. So you add this in.
That's wild.
With all this crap that's been happening for years, and people trying to pretend they're me, they're going to think it's me. It's not me. I am busy filming with Sherry, Michael, almost every day. 12 months of the year. I'm not into doing these things. I'm into helping people. I'm into educating people. I'm sick and tired of seeing things like this, that my life has changed and I'm going to jail.
Congratulations, you won Make It Right. You won Make It Right. On behalf of the Mike Holmes giveaway page, we are pleased to announce that you have been selected as a random winner for brand new house volume of 350,000 at any destination of your choice. On a bonus prize of $250,000 certified cashier's check and $5,000 Amazon gift card. For the claiming info, please press this.
Does that sound like me?
No, also, I don't think you've ever used any of those emojis. You give me the thumbs up, but flower and huggy face? No, I don't think so.
I don't do that to people I don't know. Family, maybe.
You wouldn't even text
flowers,
me that.
Flowers, you know, I wasn't into the flowers neither, but this isn't over. This is never gonna stop. I tell you right now, I can't believe the guy dies in a helicopter. Wallace, what's his name?
That was Asher Burke.
Okay, so he dies in the helicopter, and this is probably how he gets caught, but he's already milked everyone for over $1 billion. Young, intelligent, holy crap. I'm working my butt off trying to make a living, trying to give my kids what they can have for a future and my grandkids, and this guy is using my image and making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
It's pretty scummy to think that people can do this. Like, even whenever we film our shows and you get the, this contractor took this much money from me when I was in a vulnerable position and did this to all my family and ruined my house, that's always so unbelievable to me. And then you hear that people will just reach out to literally steal the cash out of your pocket, whether you have it or not.
And they're pretty crafty at it.
They're smart. It's terrible. Like, why don't you go put that into something positive?
For years, we have been filming, I believe it's almost 22 years now. We will be on television
time.
20 years, a year this March.
Really?
Yes.
How do you remember
that?
Now,
there's people out there that they really do know who I am. They know the names of my kids, my mm-hmm. grandkids, my dog at the time before he died, Charlie. And they talk about your mother, my ex-wife, her name
that
for
years.
That
one's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
We let it go. What was her name? It was not your mother.
I put it on Instagram. Her name is, hang on, I'll get this for you because I forget.
Now, you know what's funny? Because I've seen this picture that she's supposedly my ex-wife.
She doesn't even look like mom.
You know why I think she is?
Who? I thought she was an actress.
No. Many times I did a lot of stand-up on stage and talked to people around the world. And there was a woman in the audience when I said, because I always ask them what's their name. You know, they put their hand up. They want to ask me a question. I pointed to this one lady. I said, what's your name? And she says, I'm the future Mrs. Holmes. And I actually jumped off the stage. I went down and gave her a great big hug because I thought it was so freaking cute.
I
really
did. I thought you were going to say you proposed to her.
And then I went back up on stage. And something tells me this got out that we got married or she's my ex. I don't know. And I'm not even positive that was the woman.
I thought she was a woman in one of the commercials you did.
Oh, that's possible too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just assumed. I'm sure she's a wonderful lady, but she ain't my mom.
You know how many pictures I've taken around the world? Wherever I go, how many pictures? All of a sudden there's a picture.
But that she's
someone
your ex-wife.
Someone says it's my ex-wife. Yeah. It's not my ex-wife.
I've had it and they're like, oh, Sherry's mom this. I'm like, I don't know who that lady is. Just so you know, like I said, I'm sure she's a great lady, but I don't know who that is. She is a stranger.
Are you getting, what? I mean, we would know. You're not getting any.
Yeah, so there's been a few. The first one was when I was really young. I don't know if you remember that, but someone, before I started on the construction crew, someone was taking photos from my Facebook for a car racing Facebook page. So you had someone reach out, because I was fairly young at the time. So it was pretty inappropriate. I found different Instagram pages for myself, Michael, you, and you try to report them, but hopefully they get taken down. Cause it's like, if that is very not me, but they'll take pictures of my kids. They've called them something else. Like, here, instead of Callie, here's my kid, Kayla. And I was like, that's weird. It's so strange to me because you want to share your life. You want to be social and show everyone, but then you're like, okay, hit the brakes here. Like, I'm not really into that. This is my life. You can't. Why do you want to fake someone else's and then to scam someone from there? I don't know if this page scammed anybody, but it's still in existence. You're pretending to be a person you're not. To have a family you don't have.
People that are taking advantage. Whether it's sex.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Money.
There's apparently they've been asking for potential victims to buy gift cards for Sherry. So I think there's an email here. The woman I've been emailing with hasn't been super forthcoming with details, but they're asking for money. It sounds like they've been in contact with them for a bit. There's text messages from you. And they even use some of your the way you speak, like better days are ahead. And then, do you have an email transfer so I can tell you the great news? What's email transfer? E-transfer. Why aren't you texting me? What? Like, the whole conversation's pretending to be you with your photo.
I guarantee I am not texting you asking you for money, emailing asking you for money, through any of the social media. Am I asking you or anyone for money? I guarantee you I'm not doing that. I'm the guy that is trying to help people. I'm the guy that's trying to educate people. And I'm the guy now that's trying to tell you, don't fall for this. $1.3 billion. I can't get over that. $1.3 billion.
I got 5 or 6 calls from someone who says he works for Mike Holmes at Mike Holmes Renovation Co. And I won a kitchen redo and $50,000 from Facebook. And all I had to do is send delivery fee of $5.99 by overnight money order to this person, an address. After I send the money, they want me to call them, so they verified that I paid. Like, this is nuts. I did not send it, but I feel like they have scammers working to steal money from elderly folks like me. That's crazy. What other emails do I have
here? How does this not, you know, I always said, how come this guy isn't arrested? How come, like, what does it take? Instead of me spending thousands of dollars with lawyers and legals to go after these guys, how come they can't go to jail? Like, even after this guy dies in a helicopter, the guy that ripped off $1.3 billion, all the people in the company that he had working with them, they're all saying, I didn't work there, the company doesn't exist.
Of course
this is
are.
In the news. The yeah. company existed. This is the largest scam in the United States, money scam of taken from people. Ever in history.
Dollars. That's, I couldn't even count that high. That's an incredible amount of money to scam from other people by pretending to be someone you're not.
But there's companies that went after this ad company name. What's it called again?
Ads Inc.
Okay, there's companies that are trying to go after that Ads Inc. This is the company that scammed everyone. All you and then all of us. And even they can't get anything. Like, where did this money go? Where the hell did this money go?
I have no idea. I don't know. I listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not super tech savvy. But how do you... I don't know how you'd even go about stealing that kind of money and getting away with it for so long.
When you have $1 billion or more...
Oh, when you have $50 to put in, $50 million,
pardon me. You can buy planes, travel the world, you can, like... But my point is, where's the money? How come the police can't get it? How come the FBI can't get it? How come, you know, why aren't these people getting arrested? All these people that are trying to pretend they're me on social media or Brian or anyone out there, how come they're not getting arrested?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, that's fraud, isn't it?
Totally.
Fraud is, you can get arrested. It's fraudulent. You can go to jail. I steal a pack of gum. I can go to jail. This is fraud. All of a sudden it shuts down. Something has to be put in place to find these guys that are doing this so they can be arrested.
Well, it's just wild to me, like, that you can even do these things. What did you say, the deep fake thing? That software that you can actually manipulate someone's face to look like another person? Why is that even in existence?
That's the next move.
Well, why can you do all these
things? People
are
going to do it for fun. They're going to pay. I'm John Wayne. I'm, you know, we know John Wayne's not on the planet anymore. But there's a fear that they could use those images as them with a new technology, a new software, and then take that and scam you even further.
That's what's terrifying about social media. Don't get me wrong, I do enjoy social media, but you put all this stuff out there and it's just out there free and up for grabs, right?
I never wanted to be on TV. It was not my plan in life. This was not something I wanted to do. This was an accident when I met someone at HGTV and told them what type of show they should have, only because I was bothered by the shows I was watching. I could tell there was no permits. I could tell it was wrong. It started for a reason, because in educating people, we were doing. You represent women in skilled trades, and Michael and I represent men in skilled trades, the next generation of skilled trades. It started to go in the right direction, that people were being educated, that you could learn watching the show, and by the same time, I could help a family in trouble by educating you. Here's the sad part about all we've accomplished, that the fake news isn't going to stop. It's going to keep going, and we better do something about it. What I want to see is people go to jail. Because if I do something wrong, then I probably will go to jail. But it wasn't me who went to jail.
I still can't believe that you can have fake relationships like that. I guess that's catfishing at the end of the day. That's exactly what it is. But to create these intimate relationships with people, faking video, photos, even your language, the way you speak, like that's you had a woman come to your house. I thought it was going to be some story about this lady who showed up and was being creepy around your property, but turns out it's because she was dating you.
Right. She wanted to confirm it was me. And, you know, there was people that thought she was insane. She wasn't insane. She's a down-to-earth woman, smart enough to figure out how to find out what my address was. That's intelligence. And she wasn't loco. She wanted it to get to me. So here's what we're going to do.
Did you say loco?
Well, she's not loco. She's not loco.
No,
she's a
funny.
Smart woman. Here's what I would like to do. If you think you are speaking to me in any social media, please take it to makeitright.ca and confirm it. And obviously, if you're not speaking to me, because you probably won't be speaking to me, it's a fake. Report it to us so we can go after them. If there's any way.
Report those pages too and those usernames and all
anything,
that, because that's nonsense.
Phone numbers, text, I don't care what it is, send them in so we can do our best to have them shut down. Do not buy things that you think I'm in love with. Man, we have Homes Approved products. We have Homes Approved partners. And these people build really good houses. And we verify it. We have Mike Holmes Inspections check it. We verify everything. And trust me on this one. If my company contacts you, you will know it's my company. It's not somebody else trying to get money. We are never going to ask you for money. It's the last thing I will do. Thank you, Sherry. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we help stop this fake crap. This episode is brought to you by Improve Canada, Canada's largest home improvement center. Check out improvecanada.com. If you like the show, check out the episode page on makeitright.ca for more tips.